When it comes to nerves, that's a good thing. People tell you, oh, don't get nervous, suppress your nerves. I say do the exact opposite. Walk into those nerves, but use the word excitement. You're excited to give this speech. So just that little change makes a huge difference.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff.
We have a
liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Hey everyone, it's Eric. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Again, this podcast is completely designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower. And one of the best ways we can do that is through your questions. So really appreciate all the call-ins. Thank you so much for everyone's patience, for those that haven't gotten on the show. But again, the best way to get on the show is eq@equalman.com. Just send us a note at eq@equalman.com. That's also the best email to send us your qualitative feedback. We're testing formats all the time. Today is a call-in format, but let us know what your favorite format is, and we'll make sure that we do more of that as we move forward. So without further ado, here is today's Super You podcast. Our next guest today is Holly from Milwaukee. I know that they say up there that it's all around wine and crackers, but beer and Packers. Welcome to the show, Holly.
So I actually just wanted to call in. I have a speech coming up, and I usually get very nervous speaking in front of people. So I wanted to know, what are your tips for anyone who has to speak publicly?
Holly, this is a very timely question. I actually had the same exact question from one of my relatives. I guess you could, it's almost like when you have a doctor that's a relative, you come up to him and go, hey, I've got this rash on my neck, can you check it out? But the fortunate thing is I love when people ask me questions like that, because anytime I can help someone, it's just, I'm honored and humbled that they'd even ask me that question. But you said that you're a nervous speaker. First and foremost, before I get in the top three that I told this relative, when it comes to nerves, that's a good thing. People tell you, oh, don't get nervous, suppress your nerves. I say do the exact opposite. Walk into those nerves, but use the word excitement. You're excited to give this speech. So just that little change makes a huge difference. Words matter. So use that excitement to actually parlay that to your audience. So the next time you go, I'm so nervous, go, I'm so excited to give this speech. But when it comes to public speaking, there's a lot of tips I can give you. I'm just going to boil it down to the top three that I recently gave the relative that asked me the same question. So when it comes to public speaking, the top three things are, number one, know your audience. It's more important to know your audience versus your topic. So just make sure you know the audience. The best way to do that, get on the phone or research the audience. So when I'm doing a prep call, so usually before I go on stage, I have a call with the company that has hired me to come in to give that talk. I always ask them, what's the number one challenge and what's the number one opportunity that's on that person's mind. So that's the psychographic data that I need. What's on their mind? Obviously, you want to get the demographic information. Are they 40 to 50 year old women? That's going to be different than if you've addressed a 20 to 25 year old crowd of primarily males. So it's really about understanding not only the culture, the demographic, but also the mindset. So short version is just know your audience inside and out. Other questions that are good to ask: what words should I use that'll help the audience understand, I get you. I get you, audience, because I just use the word that only you use in this marketplace. And so find out what words they use. And also, just as important, find out what words you should avoid. And so if you're speaking to credit unions, they don't use the term customer. They use the term member. If you're speaking to business, most likely they're going to use the word client rather than customer. If you're speaking to a B2C retail crowd, business to consumer, or a retail crowd, they most likely are going to use the word customer or consumer, but ask them which one they use, because it's a big distinction between consumer and customer. So just the more you know the audience, the more you can use their language, the better off you are going to perform. And before we move on to tip number two, when it comes to the audience, make sure you get them engaged. Have them stand up. Have them raise their hands. Have them answer questions on their phone. It's really about making them part of the entire performance. Then they're on your team when you do that. And also they're more engaged, leaning in, the more that you have them involved. The second tip is less but better. Once you have your speech kind of mapped out, once you have your deck, if you have a deck, it's cutting that down. So think less but better. And often, as the people that create the deck or create the story, again, you want to tell stories whenever you're speaking, that story needs to be lessened and shortened, meaning that you're going to put way too much in there. So if I'm giving an hour talk, I put too much in there. I'm going to run out of time. And that means you're going to be speaking too quickly. You're going to miss stuff. And so the most important thing is to make it less but better. The number one rule a lot of public speakers embrace is make sure you end early. Most people go over the time. So once you're done with your deck, once you're done with your story, once you're done with your map for your keynote, sometimes it's hard for you to remove. Give it to a friend, a confidant that you really trust, and go, please remove 25% from this. I actually did this on a call. This guy, I know, he actually wasn't giving a speech, but what he was doing, he was going in for a job interview, and he started me walking me through. He goes, I had to put together a deck. They asked me to put together a deck for my second job interview. Here's the 8 slides that I have. And I go, here's what you need to do. You got to cut that down to 6. And he goes, I know, I've tried. I can't do it. I go, have your wife look at it. I know she's looked at it. Have her cut out 2 slides. And that's what he did. He got the job. And so it's really about less but better. Last but not least, the third tip I give when it comes to public speaking is remember the rule of 3s. Our brain can process groups of 3s very well. So it's called the rule of 3s. And the reason that is, it's the smallest amount of a group. So think about it. Here's a famous rule of 3. Just do it. Blood, sweat, and tears. And so it's really just our mind can process that. So as you lay out your speech, a lot of us start with a blank canvas. Just write 1, 2, 3. And at the beginning of your talk, say, here's the 3 things I'm going to cover. And then you go, 1, tell a story. 2, tell a story to confirm that, to basically support what you just said. 3, tell a story. And then at the end, go, here's the 3 things that we learned together. And go, 1, 2, 3. So it's called the rule of 3s. It's very powerful. Do not forget the rule of 3s. For example, I sat down with the CEO. The CEO is a turnaround CEO. So she goes into companies that are doing well, but they could do a lot better. And so they bring her in to kind of turn around this company. And she gets in there and she goes, I go, this is crazy. How do you turn things around so well? You come into these companies and they're already doing pretty good and they've had good management. What do you do when you get in there? Like, how do you get in there and turn these around? Because your track record just speaks for itself. And she looks at me and she goes, Eric, what I'm about to tell you is so simple, you might even laugh. But the beauty of it is its simplicity. That's why it works. I go, what do you do? And she goes, the first thing I do is I go, I want to know, give me the list of your top 50 clients. And most of the time they have this list. If they don't have the list, Eric, then I'm really understanding that, wow, this is why they're struggling, because they don't have a list of their top 50 clients. But most of the time they have this list. And then I physically fly and meet with all 50 of these clients. And I ask them 3 very simple questions. And those questions are, 1, what do you buy from us? I know what you buy by looking at your records, but like, what do you buy? What specifically, what feature is must have? Why that? Then the second thing I ask is, we've got competition. Why do you buy from us? So the first question is, what do you buy? The second question is, why do you buy from us? Then the third question I ask is, how can we do better? How can we do better? And so those are the 3 questions I ask. After about meeting with 30 of these 50 clients, I still meet with all 50, but after 30, I already have an understanding of what is needed. I've got that story. I've got the understanding of what we need to do back at the shop, quote unquote shop, and I fly back home and I focus the entire organization around those 3 answers. And so That's the example I'm giving you, the podcast listening audience. That was an example of the rule of threes. I told a story that has three things in it, and it's very easy for us to remember those three items. So that was a great question from Holly from Milwaukee, and I hope it applies to all of you out there, whether you're giving a speech, whether you're going in for a job, is when people grab me and go, what do I need to know? In the elevator, they grab me and go, hey, I'm about to give a speech. What should I do? I'm about to go for this job interview. What's the most important things for me to remember? I go, number one, know your audience. Number two, less but better, meaning keep it short and sweet. And number three, remember the rule of threes. Snap, crackle, pop. Just do it. Just contain things. One, two, three. That's it for today's Super You podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. Thank you so much for listening. I know a lot of you out there are always looking for that perfect gift. We do have a 2020 focus calendar. That's right. It's a calendar specifically designed to help you focus each and every day. It doubles as a coloring book because, as most of you know from listening from this show, is that if you're an adult, that's right, coloring is not just for kids, but if you're an adult, it actually helps relieve stress and gets your mind to think differently when you color each and every day. So feel free to check that out. It's available at equalman.com/calendar. That's equalman.com/calendar. Thank you for listening to today's Super You podcast. This is Equal Man reminding all of us, until next time, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7
6
5
4
3
2
1
Super, 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 super,
super you.